Well, Florida's 2012 legislative session has officially started, but what about some changes that were made during the 2011 session?
Well, the biggest shift from last year that affects the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services is the shifting of responsibility for the school feeding programs, the school lunch program.
Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam, who says the transfer that was officially effective January 1st is a tremendous opportunity
to introduce kids to lifelong eating habits, introducing them to Florida-grown fruits and vegetables that over the long term develop the next wave of healthy eaters, which help us manage health care costs, but also introduces the next generation of consumers to healthy, wholesome items that are produced here in the state of Florida and create jobs in the state of Florida and create revenue for the state of Florida. And so it's just a good deal all around. We're building healthier lives. We're also supporting Florida businesses.
Putnam adds that bottom line, it is a win-win situation for both farmers and consumers.
And I think that this is a very exciting opportunity for the future of Florida agriculture, where we can build the infrastructure for Florida farms and ranches to support the feeding of 2.5 million students every day for 180 days, plus some of the summer feeding programs. And in doing so, we're getting these kids a healthier meal than what they've been accustomed to in the school lunch program.
Other changes that occurred during last year's session was the transferring of the Office of Energy to the Department of Ag and changing the name of the Division of Forestry back to its original Florida Forestry Service moniker. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.